Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
It's okay if you aren't ready for kids right now. It's okay if you don't want to be a mom now or even ever. It's nobody's decision but yours. But do you know what's not okay? Not knowing how effective your birth control is. Talk to your doctor about effective birth control options so you can make an informed decision. Tap to learn more.
It's December 24th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Today, career advice, a listener question with answers from three MSP owners, Jay McBain of Forrester, and my perspective. This is a special topic on the business of tech. A listener came with a great question. He asked, I'm 20 years old, and I've been working at a help desk for about 6 months. I don't have any certifications yet and will have an associate's in May of 2021, so the next semester. I would love to start a side hustle in the IT field to gain more real-world experience and income. I love how MSP sounds, but I feel like it's way over my head. Should I get my certifications and help desk experience first, or dive into a small MSP river and learn as I go? This felt like too big a question for just me. So I asked several other MSP owners who I respect for their time and their advice. Let's hear from them first.
Well, to start, congratulations, because with 6 months of help desk experience and soon to be attaining an associate's degree, you're off to a great start with your career. The hardest job to get is your first, and you've already crossed that hurdle. And so I understand you're considering perhaps starting a managed service provider business, and there's a lot to know to running an effective MSP, and I'm happy to share my knowledge. I'm Dave Delvecchio from Suite 3. We're about 30 people based up in Massachusetts. And keep in mind that you need to have technical smarts, business smarts, and sales smarts to effectively run a managed services provider. Folks often will start a business with just a technical and learn the rest, but you'll find that business smarts and sales smarts will accelerate your pace greatly. So I have three pieces of advice for you as you consider that journey. First, you have to commit to continual education, not just continuing education where you're focusing on things you already know and, you know, relearning technology. I mean, I've been through the wars of Windows 3X to 95 to 98 to Vista to 2000 and on and on. You're going to have to stay committed to technology. But it's learning service gross margin, return on W-2, the importance of a clean balance sheet, in addition to running all of the aspects of a business, picking a healthcare plan, administering a 401k plan, working with your insurance providers and your legal team and your accountants that are helping you to run your business. And so understanding the business side as well as the technical side is going to become critical. And it's hard at 20 to have all of that knowledge. So be patient. It's my second piece of advice. And when you're 20 years old, a year feels like it lasts forever. At 30, it goes by in a blink. At 50, I feel like I could stand on my head for a year if I had to. So just be patient and take every opportunity that you can to learn about technical, business, and sales as you go. You have a lot to learn about all three, so be deliberate. And most importantly, be humble. Nobody wants to work with a brilliant jerk. Nobody wants to hire a brilliant jerk to do work for them. You have to build your likability, because with sales, it takes connection. And that salesmanship, if you're building your business, you have to sell yourself to your prospective employees as much as you do have to prospective clients. So learning to communicate to folks effectively is absolutely critical. And communication isn't a text, and it's not an email, and it's not ticket notes if you're continuing to work technically. Talk to people, learn how to communicate, become likable, and build trust. And you're going to be amazed where building trust will take you, whether you remain working for someone else or if you do decide to branch out on your own. So commit to continual education, be patient, and be humble. And I wish you the best of luck.
You know, as a hiring manager, I find that a lot of people get stuck in those help desk jobs, and you definitely don't want to get stuck in that help desk job. So my first bit of advice is do not go from help desk job to help desk job to help desk job. When you go for your next job, make sure that it has some path that's readily available for you to get out of help desk. The only way you're going to really get out of help desk is by getting training and being better. And you cannot expect your employer to provide that training. You need to go out and get certifications. So there's lots of online things. Go to the Video Hub of Microsoft. They provide a lot of free training. They even provide free certification courses. When you have those certifications behind you, feel confident to go to your next employer and say, I'm working in help desk, but I've taken all of these online webinars, document them, put them on your resume. I've achieved my certification in, you know, help desk, in Azure, in 365. 365 would be an awesome one, by the way. And make sure your stuff is relevant and documented, and you will move up and get that next job. So good luck.
Congrats about thinking about your future and making it happen for you rather than it happening to you. I'm glad to see educational goals. That's an important part of the recipe, but it's not the only thing. I'd suggest you get introduced to a few MSP business folks and ask them for a few minutes of their time. Good ones will understand their obligation to assist you in succeeding, and they'll help you. It's called the go-giver attitude. If you decide to go the MSP route, find one that aligns with you from a culture perspective. I'm always looking at culture first and foremost. If you're aligned, we'll hire and train. Training is the easy part, so don't worry about that. Once you've started, you'll need to get quick tickets done quickly and accurately. That will get your service manager's attention, and you should ask him to put on a performance improvement plan.
I started my career in my early 20s in the help desk. So, like you, I was thinking at the time, you know, do I go and do services on the side with some of my IT skills? Do I do more in terms of the company I'm working for? One thing I did personally is I volunteered. I was at IBM at the time in the help desk, and they were looking for a futurist at the time. This was in the early 90s, and they were just about to play chess with Garry Kasparov, and we know that history. They were just perfecting this personal area network where you could shake hands with someone and exchange information with the electricity that runs through your body. And number three, they were just working on teleportation and proving out the model that, you know, one day that we could beam me up. So it was kind of a really cool thing to go around and talk to people about, but I tried to volunteer everywhere I could. And as I started to get out there, I started to look at the industry. And I understood in the broader industry that there was a lot of different places that you could learn about where to take your career, the things to do, the certifications to get, what makes, what's worth it, what isn't. You know, I learned over time that there's, you know, 54 magazines in our industry. There's 64 podcasts with, you know, Dave Sobel right up at the top in terms of, you know, delivering value every single day. There's 24 associations. There's 99 LinkedIn groups. There's 25 Facebook groups and vendor communities, distributor communities, all kinds of areas where you can participate. You can do this in your free time. You can get on a board. You can start to, you know, talk to others and collaborate. There's some really smart people in this industry. When I broke down who speaks at the events, the 150 different events in our industry, who sits on the board of the associations, who does the podcasts, who are in the magazines, you know, they tend to be really open people and helpful and will be informal mentors to you. So you can ask questions and build relationships and, you know, build, you know, maybe a business, you know, from scratch based on other people's knowledge. But the idea is just to be open and engaged and click around and look at where people are and where the communities are and volunteer. And, you know, the people will be there and you'll look back 5 years or 10 years from now and probably the owner of a successful business.
I really appreciate them taking the time out to give you some advice too. Here's my take. You're in the prime portion of your ability to accelerate your trajectory, and you'll do that in three major ways: certification, metrics, and connection. Your associate's degree is that first step. Kudos to that. Keep that machine rolling, particularly in this portion of your career, and you can do that in multiple ways. If you can, seek out college further, do it because it accelerates your earning over your career. You can either, or in addition to, focus on certifications. My brother is a cybersecurity expert and he cranks out tests. He reads, then takes test after test, and he's done that systematically and continues to do so. Keep adding credentials, your education, and anything else you can get. And so you know, you will always be doing that, regardless of which direction you go. I'm constantly reading and researching to this day because the education never stops. Regardless of your choice on job, continue to add certifications of all kinds. I started my career at McDonald's. I was on the front line taking orders. It was not a hard job. What I decided then was I was going to be awesome at that job. I made a point to learn the metrics of how management decided who was good at it. Speed in that case. Then I made sure I was great at that. That led me to moving up to new opportunity, to drive through and eventually manager. Why? Because I always said I was going to be great at what I did, but also because I learned what metric was for success and I focused on that. I'm going to encourage you to think not about MSP versus help desk, but about finding opportunities to keep learning new things and moving up. Be awesome at your help desk job. Learn the metrics and understand how your management is measuring your success. This will serve you regardless of working for someone or for yourself, because you cannot manage what you don't measure. At the same time, you're building your connections, which is my final area to advise you on. Running your own business is way more than just being technical, as you've heard from my colleagues. You want to constantly connect with people and foster relationships. Mark mentioned the philosophy called the Go-Giver, which is also a business book I believe in. One of the ideas is to be more valuable than what you charge or cost. That doesn't mean to undervalue yourself. Instead, it means to make sure you're giving a little bit more, such that you're always giving more than you take in payment. Be continually considering and looking for new opportunities regardless. You pose the question as an or. I would offer that always look for an and. Is it help desk or MSP? Maybe you're looking for an and, a new role at an MSP. Or find a way to do some additional technical expertise and do your job. Always ethically, of course, and not in conflict with your employer. My advice, keep learning. Keep pushing yourself into roles that gain knowledge and experience and that you can continue to challenge yourself. Push those metrics and be a high performer in the role you're in, because that will always add more opportunities. Good luck. And by the way, I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you to save more now. Learn about compound interest, because the money I could have put aside in my 20s would be accelerating so much faster now, and it's one of those regrets that I still have to this day. You can always invest in yourself and delay short-term gratification in some cases for true stability and opportunity over time. Best of luck, and thank you for asking. I'm honored that you did. Thanks for listening to this special episode of The Business of Tech. Have a great holiday. Next week will be my 2021 prediction series, and we will return with regular episodes in the new year.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.